Welcome back. I'm Neil C. Hughes, host of the Tech Talks daily podcast, where for the last 10 years, I've been fortunate to interview more than 3,000 tech leaders, business innovators, and even the occasional celebrity. Celebrities like Star Trek's William Shatner, of all people. But today, I'm excited to unveil the Tech Talks Network. It's a collection of my shows designed to explore every corner of enterprise technology and the impact that it is having on our life, work, and even world. So, the Tech Talks Network consists of 8 podcasts: Tech Talks Daily, AI at Work, to understand how artificial intelligence can deliver a measurable difference inside your workplace; the business of cybersecurity; IT infrastructure as a conversation, where we can geek out a little bit on some of those infrastructure questions; conversations from the show floor, where I will take you directly onto the show floor at the biggest tech events in the world and share some of those conversations of what people are talking about. And there is also startup builders and backers, and we also bring it back to business in the business technology perspectives and understand the real difference that technology can make. And finally, we have Consulting the Future, a podcast that unites all those conversations from Deloitte, EY, Accenture, PwC, Gartner, all the usual suspects. And each of those 8 podcasts will focus on a unique part of the tech ecosystem, helping you stay informed, inspired, and ready for what's next. So please check out techtalksnetwork.com. You'll find links to everything that you need right there. And let me know your thoughts. The reason I've done this is that I record 400 interviews plus a year, and many of that information can get lost after a couple of weeks. And I think niche shows focusing on unique areas will help you drill down to that information that you need. So check that out and let me know. But back to this show. Today, I've got a great guest lined up for you. I'm joined by 2 pioneers at the intersection of both technology and insurance. Quite a unique interview, this one, because I have Rosie Denay, head of the Lloyd's Lab Accelerator, and Kate Stillwell, co-founder of a company called Firebreak Risk. Both hugely successful in their own right, but together they're driving significant innovations in how we manage and mitigate the risk of wildfires. And Firebreak Risk harnesses artificial intelligence to transform user-submitted photos and videos into valuable underwriting data, directly linking homeowners' mitigation efforts to insurance eligibility and pricing. So the big question I'm left with here is, how is Lloyd's Lab Accelerator facilitating such transformative solutions? And how are Firebreak Risk leveraging technology to make a difference? Well, buckle up and hold on tight, because today I'm going to beam your ears all the way to the UK and California simultaneously. But seeing as we're talking to both sides of the pond, maybe I should say simultaneously as well. Bringing you daily tech insights requires significant time and resources, so I'd like to extend my gratitude to today's sponsors. And also shine a light on how legacy managed file transfer tools are dated and lack the security that today's remote workforce demands. And companies that continue relying on that outdated technology put their sensitive data at risk. But the good news is you can ensure top-tier security with Kiteworks MFT Suite. Their software security hardening includes an ongoing bounty program, regular penetration testing to minimize vulnerabilities, the convenience of a one-click appliance update, and avoid the hassle of managing multiple unhardened servers. And as an ex-IT guy, I know the benefits of that. So why not choose Kiteworks for the highest level of in managed file transfer? And remember, Kiteworks is also FedRAMP moderate authorized. So step into the future of secure managed file transfer with Kiteworks by visiting kiteworks.com to get started. That's kiteworks.com to get started. But enough rambling from me. Let's get today's guest on. So without further ado, let's get Rosie and Kate onto the podcast today to talk about the power of technology and innovation when it comes to adapting to the realities of climate change and what this means to the insurance sector. So a massive warm welcome to the show. I've got not one, but 2 great guests joining me on the podcast today. Kate, could you begin by telling everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Thank you, Neil. My name is Kate Stillwell, and I'm an InsurTech entrepreneur, and I am a co-founder of Firebreak Risk and previously a founder of Jumpstart Insurance. And Firebreak went through the Lloyd's Lab this time last year.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to the show. And Rosie, would you mind telling everyone listening a little about you too?
Fantastic. Thanks, Neil. Absolutely. So I'm Rosie Denay, and I run the Lloyd's Lab Accelerator Program. And so I had a 10-year career in insurance before coming to innovation and insurance. And honestly, I haven't been happier since I found innovation. It has transformed my life, and I turn up to work with a massive smile on my face every day.
Well, a big warm welcome. And we've said a few times already, we've mentioned the Lloyd's Lab Accelerator, and we'll have people listening all around the world hearing about it for the first time. So would you mind explaining the role of Lloyd's Lab Accelerator in fostering things like innovation within the insurance industry? There is a huge insure tech space at the moment, and also how it supports startups like Firebreak Risk.
Absolutely. I think I might just take a step back, because Lloyd's Lab is part of Lloyd's Market. And I think it's really useful to kind of contextualize where we sit in this weird and wonderful world of insurance. So the Lloyd's Market is a face-to-face marketplace, which still exists today. It's rare to find them. But what we do is we have 50 different insurance companies operating within our marketplace and over 300 brokers. So it's a huge community of insurers and insurance folks working within this Lloyd's platform. The lab is here to support the innovation efforts of everyone who works in the Lloyd's platform. So through the lab, companies can get access to those 50 different insurance companies and over 300 brokers. So the role of the Lloyd's Lab Accelerator is to basically bring in really interesting ideas with, you know, extremely talented individuals who sit perhaps outside of the insurance industry, and help them get into the insurance industry and create new products alongside the Lloyd's Market. So we have the Accelerator Program, which is one of many programs which is designed to do this. And ultimately, what we do is we partner the companies who come through the lab program with mentors. So these mentors are experts in insurance, and so they can really bring deep knowledge of insurance to the startup. As I mentioned, most of our startups don't have an insurance background. And through this kind of awesome partnership, we are seeing new products and new functionality being built out for the Lloyd's Market. So it's a method which works. We have an 85% successful commercial rate. So 85% of the companies who've gone through the Lloyd's Lab have commercial relationships with the Lloyd's Market afterwards.
And as I said a few moments ago, Lloyd's Lab Accelerator, fostering innovation within the insurance industry and supporting startups like Firebreak Risk. So I'd love to bring Kate in here. Kate, what's your story? What inspired you to create Firebreak Risk? And what are the primary goals that your company aim to achieve in mitigating wildfire risk? I feel there's got to be a bit of a story there too, right?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I'm joining you from Berkeley, California. And yesterday morning I woke up and there was a layer of black soot along the horizon that I could see. I thought, that is a wildfire season has begun early this year. Many people think of it as starting July 1st, but wildfires are almost a year-round possibility now in the United States, North America, and West. And sure enough, there are a handful of fires in California happening right now. And it's become sort of the new normal that folks are getting used to. So my co-founder, Tak Leung, owns a home in Truckee, California, which is near Lake Tahoe. And he has been spending the last 5 years clearing trees. And he likes to tell the story about how 5 years ago, when he started cutting down trees around his property, his neighbor said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm making defensible space." And they're like, "Okay, good luck with that." And then after 2020, where there was a big fire season, his neighbor started doing the same. And so by that time, his neighbors say, "Oh, hey, Doc, clear more defensible space. We're right there with you." And yet, all this good work that neighbors in fire-prone regions are doing to stand and defend their properties are not yet being incorporated into insurance eligibility and insurance pricing. And so there are regulatory movements to help ease that. And Firebreak is trying to create this connection to link the conscientious actions that folks are taking to their insurance because they are actively reducing their risk and becoming a partner with the insurer in making sure that the probability of burning down is reduced. Because last thing, there is scientific research that shows that if you have home hardening and defensible space, you are 40% more likely to survive. So that's actuarially a real probability that can go into the insurance pricing. And we're trying to make that connection with Firebreak.
And in the last few weeks, I've spent a fair amount of time in the US, and I've seen there's some crazy temperatures right now with the heat dome and stuff. So I would imagine things are getting much worse at the moment as it's quite literally hotting up. And I'm curious, though, because I always try to get everybody thinking on this podcast about areas that technology can improve that you don't associate with technology. So a question I've got to ask is, how does Firebreak Risk's technology enable users to self-inspect and mitigate their property's wildfire risk? And what makes your approach unique from maybe other solutions out there?
Okay, thanks, Neil. I'm going to take that question in two parts. So first, how it works, how the technology works. So the homeowner is prompted by their insurance company to download the app, then use the app to take photos and videos, walk around their home to self-inspect and document the condition of their home. And the app prompts them through a series of questions. Then Firebreak takes those photos and videos, those images, and uses AI, a combination of proprietary AI and off-the-shelf AI, to convert those images into a data stream that is useful for underwriting. In the meantime, we also immediately provide back to the homeowner the top actions they can take to reduce their wildfire risk. And I'll give you examples of those in a second. But on the data side, we have the pipelines that fit into the insurance underwriter system. So then there's a bigger feedback loop that makes the underwriting, the insurance available and facilitates the underwriting process. So the inner feedback loop is take these actions and reduce your risk. And then the bigger loop is here, you're eligible for underwriting. Now, in terms of like what makes us unique, so there's no end of advice out there on the ways to harden your home and clear defensible space. Many of them are long, long lists, and they're very, they're just like facing the wall. The customer looks at them and says, I can't do all these things. Just give me one step at a time. Because once somebody does one step, then they're able to, they'll be ready, psychologically ready to take the next step. And the second thing that we do that's unique is making it connected to insurance. So there are apps out there that, for example, fire inspectors come around the neighborhoods and use their own apps to take in photos and videos. And then they connect that to the advice that they give to the residents to make the fire safe community. But in terms of connecting those actions, those mitigation actions to insurance eligibility is also part of what makes Firebreak unique. So the actions are as simple as we notice that there is you have a can of propane under your wooden deck. Why don't you move that out to the non-combustible shed that's at the edge of your property? Oh, we noticed that you have a stack of dry firewood, again, under your deck, right up against the house. So what these do is they become an ignition source that then can cause a fuse that then will light the house on fire. So whereas the common wisdom from insurance point of view is, okay, the roofs have to be the Class A fire rated roofs. Well, actually, it's true that the roofs make a big difference on the combustibility of the house. But if you have a fuse just sitting there, a can of gasoline or propane right under the deck, that's sort of low hanging fruit, so to speak, to make the risk a little bit lower.
And I just love what you're doing with technology there and really making a difference with it. And Rosie, I've got to ask, what criteria do you have at Lloyd's Lab to select startups for your accelerator program? And what was it that stood out about Firebreak Risk?
So we have purposely made it really broad because we really want to have the weird, the wonderful and the wacky come to our lab. You know, it's all about these amazing ideas and amazing uses of technology, which are probably not being used in the insurance. So it's very, very straightforward. We score, we have a number of different stages, but we score against the same three things at every stage: program, product, and team. So in team, we want to make sure that the team being put forward to come to the lab is relevant. It's not just kind of business development, and that the whole team has the relevant skill set to do what they say they can do. Quite often we have a number of academics. So, you know, if you're doing something related to weather or floods, you know, we just want to make sure you've got the right brains behind it. Product, it's relevant for the Lloyd's market. So as I've mentioned, it's really broad in the sense that we want to invite companies who haven't perhaps thought about insurance as well as those who have. But we are a commercial specialty insurance home. So what that means is we're insuring like the big kind of spaceships of these worlds, big fleets of ships, big properties. It's not your pet insurance. It's not your health insurance. It's not your homeowner's insurance necessarily. It's more the kind of big, big commercial insurance. And program, we want to make sure that your 10 weeks are going to be busy building out something new. This program is a really unique opportunity to prove that you've got a kind of use case in insurance and actually start building out products which the market will want to use. So those 10 weeks are there for you to really better your product. So when it came to selecting Firebreak, it was such an interesting way of looking at an everyday issue. Risk mitigation is key in insurance. We can do so much through risk mitigation. And, you know, the concept is simple, but it is so effective. It's giving the power to the homeowners to actually empower them to make their risk and their home a better risk. And also giving that additional information to insurers so that they can then price accordingly. These are definitely the way that we're seeing insurance going when it comes to these sorts of things. And wildfire is really real. You can't avoid it. You know, you open the newspaper on any given day and there will be a wildfire happening somewhere in the world. So these are the risks that we as the Lloyd's market need to look to improve to make sure that the right people can get insurance.
And just to bring to life what we're talking about here and help everyone listening all around the world, the scale of the problem that you're tackling together and the impact of the technology. Kate, are you able to share any success stories or maybe a case study where Firebreak risks solutions have been able to significantly reduce wildfire damage or the spread of wildfire? Is there anything you can share around that?
Yeah, let me share the fact that not only the California regulator, Ricardo Lara, and several California state senators have met with us in Lloyd's building during a delegation of trying to fix the problem. But also the Colorado regulator and regulatory representatives from the state of Arizona have reached out to us proactively to help them set standards of how is this problem going to be solved. And when I say this problem, what I'm saying is that in case your listeners are not aware, there's a mass withdrawal of brand name insurers from North American West. And so this is leaving hundreds of thousands of people per year without insurance. And even though Rosie explained that Lloyd's primarily writes commercial insurance, the reason that Lloyd's is so central to solving this problem, this wildfire exposure problem, is that as the brand name insurers withdraw, there is an opportunity for specialty insurers, and of which Lloyd's Marketplace is a collection of specialty insurers, to come in and help solve the problem, help create solutions to provide a stopgap and potentially a long-term solution to this extreme risk that is not understandable. Because one of the things that Lloyd's does, and the reason that Firebreak sought out Lloyd's, is that they insure what's uninsurable. And the brand name insurers are pulling out of wildfire because they find it to be uninsurable. The uncertainty is just extreme as the climate is changing and the weather patterns are so unpredictable. And so this is a phenomenon that's affecting not just North American West, but Australia, parts of Europe. And so the opportunity to come in and provide financial backstop in the form of insurance, where it's right now it's being pulled out. This is a $160 billion problem just in North America. And Lloyd's has this opportunity to help come in and save the day.
Love that. And as you said, it affects every corner of the world. And from an insure tech side of things and the insurance industry as a whole, Rosie, how do innovations like Fibre8 Risk Solutions, how do they contribute to the agility and effectiveness of the insurance industry in responding to wildfire events? Because I would imagine you have a slightly different vantage point on this.
So I think the fact that these companies like Fibre8 are smaller, it means that they are more nimble. They are actually able to really react to the end client's issue in a really, really robust and agile way. I think, you know, as insurance companies, we tend to have a load of legacy that we have to work with, or the insurance companies in the market, and they want to support and serve their clients. But actually, sometimes using a company like Fibre8 is by far the best way. It is accessing the expertise that a company like Fibre8 can bring to the problem. Quite often you'll find founders having lived and experienced some of the issues that they would like to solve. As Kate mentioned, her co-founder has lived and experienced it. So they really know what a positive solution looks and feels like, and they can bring that to the actual solution that they bring to market. In the same way that perhaps, you know, an insurance company, as we sit here in London, don't have that kind of insight and intel. So I think, you know, with anything, when it comes to innovation, it's a thinking and understanding the customer's issue and then creating the product around it. And I think the insurtech community is fantastic at doing that. And that's where incumbents and insurance companies should be leveraging their expertise.
And as you said a few moments ago, Kate, wildfires are a global problem from Greece to Australia and where you are at the moment in California. So I've got to ask, what are some of the biggest challenges that you faced in implementing wildfire mitigation technologies? Have you noticed any resistance? Are there any big hurdles or challenges that need to overcome? And how have you indeed overcome them?
Yeah, I'd say that one of the biggest challenges has been twofold here. One is educating the insurance industry and in terms of what is the biggest opportunity. So it's tempting for an insurance executive sitting in London to say, oh, wildfire, that's a California problem, and see the opportunity hypothetically, but to think that to not fully grasp what the actionable steps are to be able to take advantage of that opportunity. And so being able to say, actually, when the homeowners do these five things, it has a measurable effect on your bottom line. So being able to communicate in plain terms what the profitable opportunity is, not just for the profitability of the insurance executive, but also the opportunity to fulfill the social good of insurance industry by getting more people covered and therefore more people the economic stimulus they need and the protection that they need. So the second big challenge, I would say, is on the other side, on the customer side, not convincing them that they need to do something. Everybody wants better coverage. Everybody wants to do the right thing. But understanding what they will do. And so having this continuous iterative feedback loop with the customers of knowing, okay, what action did you take? What will you take? And for that, we've implemented a feature in the app that's kind of like gamifying, like having the customers tell us, okay, these are what are you going to do out of these top five things? What are you committing to do? And then checking back with them. Have you done them? And then leveling up the actions that they take in order to, keep them motivated to be engaged and reduce their risk.
Well, I absolutely love how Lloyd's Lab and Fibre8 Risk complement each other in solving real problems here. And as we look forward, there's so many different emerging technologies, from AI being the big buzzword, quantum computing, and so many other opportunities. So what would you say are the next steps for both Lloyd's Lab and Fibre8 Risk in continuing to innovate, adapt and evolve and address this increasing global concern of wildfires? Because it feels like there's a lot of room for opportunity here right now.
I'll jump in first and say that the technology that we're leveraging is not unique to wildfires per se. It's applicable to any climate risk, or non-climate risk that has a lot of uncertainty, first of all, and that second of all, has where the risk mitigation plays a significant role in reducing the likelihood of a total loss. And so climate risks for sure, flooding, hail, ice, and I think that the opportunity to leverage the use of AI and the use of this feedback loop with the customers to incentivize risk control has applicability to all sorts of insurance and insurance products.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, as Lloyd's Lab, and we're here to serve a huge insurance marketplace, you know, our role is making sure we're getting the right companies in to accelerate their growth and also educate our market. So Firebreak isn't the only fire solution that we've had come through the lab. We've had a number of solutions looking at risk modeling and actually really understanding the kind of the new forms of data out there. And this is where AI is so powerful, kind of really understanding the kind of risk on the ground and providing this data to underwriters. So, you know, a huge piece is education and also letting the underwriters know what we can do and how we can best serve them. So we as a lab are here to serve any class of business, so any sort of different insurance product. So it's not just specific to fire, but we're doing this across the board in all insurances that we offer as Lloyd's.
Well, as I said a few moments ago, I just simply love how Firebreak Risk and Lloyd's Lab are complementing each other and leveraging technology to make a real difference in reducing wildfire there. But although this is a tech podcast, I also love finding out a little bit more about the origin story of my guests, what's driven them, because none of us are able to achieve any degree of success without a little help along the way. And very often that can be someone that has helped us get us where we are today, or maybe just invested a little time and put us in that right direction. So I'm going to ask this question to both of you. Is there a particular person or people that you're grateful towards who help you get you where you are and put you on this journey that you're both on? And Rosie, I'll ask you first.
I think mine isn't a straightforward answer, but it's going to be an honest one. I was in the insurance market for 10 years. I was broking, and I was actually really frustrated about the lack of innovation and kind of forward thinking I was surrounded by. And I really just wanted to do something different. So I ended up basically kind of putting myself forward for a few kind of additional things which weren't in my day job. And I ended up setting up a diversity, equality and inclusion network with someone I met through insurance. And through that network, I actually ended up being put forward for this role at the Lloyd's Lab. And it was pure coincidence. And, you know, at that time, I was even questioning whether I want to stay in insurance. And if it wasn't for this person I had connected through some additional work I was doing outside of my day job, you know, I think I would be doing something totally different. But now I absolutely love my job, and it was a complete crossroads, and I didn't realize I was at a crossroads, but here I am. So I'm incredibly thankful to her.
Love that. What a great story. And it reminds me of the Steve Jobs quote that you can't join up the dots looking forward. It's not until you look backwards and see how it all joined together there. And Kate, anything from you there? Anything that lit the spark, or somebody that lit the spark and helped you along the way? Anyone you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to a mentor from a long time ago, because it connects to my origin story of how I got to insurance. My first career was as a structural engineer, so designing buildings to be safe in earthquakes. And so I have a little bit of knowledge about earthquakes, a lot of knowledge about earthquakes, and a little bit of knowledge of every other climate risk, and then how those risks get evaluated from an engineering and actuarial mindset. And what really started me thinking from the bigger picture, from individual buildings to the broad economy, was an old mentor, prior mentor, not too old, Chris Poland. He is a previous CEO of a structural engineering company that I worked for called Dagen Kolb Engineers. But his work that inspired me was on a committee of SPUR. SPUR is San Francisco Bay Area Urban Research and Planning Association. And they produced this seminal document called Safe Enough to Stay. And it looked at disasters in general and earthquakes in particular. And what do people need in order to recover? And when we think about tech, this being a tech podcast, tech is useful in the context of it being a product for people, right? And if people can't live their lives, then tech only has utility in order to help people live their lives and be the best person they can be. And after a big natural disaster, how can we all be the best people we can be and recover? And one of the things we need is safe homes. But that's only the center of a ripple effect where we need communities, we need economies. And so how do we think bigger than just ourselves, bigger than just our local communities, but for our entire region and our entire economy to get that recovering after a natural disaster? How do we put tech in the service of spurring recovery, jumpstarting recovery for the whole economy after a very major crisis? And so that is really the guiding light that has directed me in the next phases of my career.
Wow, that's a powerful moment to end on. Absolutely love that. And for anybody listening, Kate, that would love to dig a little bit deeper on what you do at Firebreak Risk, maybe reach out to you or your team, or just find out more information about the work that you're doing there. What is the best starting point for everything?
Yeah, certainly go to the website, firebreakrisk.com. Absolutely reach out to me on LinkedIn. That's the most reliable way to reach me. I'm very easy to find, Kate Stillwell. And I look forward to connecting.
And Rosie, we will have people listening all around the world, maybe a few startup founders as well that may be inspired by today's conversation. I'd love to appear on your radar. There's a few things they should do to get on there and a few things they shouldn't. Any advice on that? And where should they find out more information about doing just that?
Absolutely. So we actually have applications open for cohort 13 of the accelerator program at the moment. So do find us lloyds.com, Lloyds Lab, or equally find me on LinkedIn, Rosie Delay. It's a very difficult, unusual surname, but I'm sure it'll be written somewhere. So do find me and we would love to have a conversation with you and maybe even see your application for our next cohort.
And I would encourage anybody listening to do just that and check both of you out and the great work that you're doing there. And in just 30 minutes today, we've covered the significant impact innovations can have to mitigate wildfire risk and support the agility of insurance to these events, particularly delving into that cutting edge work that both yourself at Lloyds and Firebreak Risk are doing in this space. And one powerful stat to end on, I think, is that homes mitigated from the impact of wildfires through initiatives like Firebreaks are 40% less likely to burn down. And I think it's a phenomenal stat. And I love what you're doing with technology too. Improve that stat further. But more than anything, thank you to both of you for shining a light on this and bringing the subject to life. Thanks again.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
Huge thank you to Rosie and Kate for joining me on the podcast today, where we explored how critical innovation within the insurance industry can address and adapt to the growing challenges posed by climate risks like wildfires. And through Lloyds Lab Accelerator, startups like Firebreak Risk are not only redefining what risk assessment looks like, but they're also empowering homeowners to take proactive steps that significantly increase their property's chances against wildfires. But what steps can we take to further harness technology and improving our resilience against natural disasters? Huge topic, this one. And how do you see other industries benefiting from similar innovations? And in the last 3 days alone, I've spoken with Cisco, BT and Lloyds Lab and their accelerator there. And one of the trends that I'm seeing is, but all those three of those companies I've just mentioned have their own incubators. They're harnessing innovation and investing in startups, almost like a startup within a huge enterprise. And it's incredibly exciting, some of the results we're seeing from this approach. So please share your thoughts with me as we continue to navigate the evolving landscape of global risks and technological solutions. Thoughts, questions, whatever it might be, please DM me. And please remember, if you enjoyed today's podcast, check out our other 7 shows over at the Tech Talks Network. So that's techtalksnetwork.com, where we now have a growing ecosystem of 8 podcasts: Tech Talks Daily, AI at Work, The Business of Cybersecurity, IT Infrastructure as a Conversation, Conversations from the Show Floor, Startup Builders and Backers, Business Technology Perspectives, and consulting the future. There is so much content over there. And you know what? It's all free. So please check those out. Let me know your thoughts, and I'll be back again with another guest tomorrow. Bye for now.